if you raised a good, if you had a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And when you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Yeah. And then, do you have a name for the second cutting of clover or grass?
No.
Or dead grass that's left in the spring? Or a crop that came up that hadn't been planted?
Harvest.
Well, this is something you hadn't planted, though. Maybe it came up from last year's seeds.
Weeding.
This is something you want.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Wheat is tied up into a...
Bundle.
And then bundles are piled up into a...
I don't know. I know what it looks like, but I don't know what the name is.
And you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre? Just measurement. It's the same measure you gave earlier for the corn.
Bushel?
40.
40 bushels?
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I have no idea.
It's also a word you might use in connection with beating a child. It begins with a T-H-R.
Thrash?
Mm-hmm. So you would say the oats...
had been thrashed, or...
Yeah, okay, that'll do. If you and another person have to do a job, you say to him, blank and blank have to do it.
Oh, he and I both have to
do it, you're speaking to him.
Okay, you and I have to.
Okay, and if you might say it's not for just you or just me, it's for...
both of us.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody knocks, no, if you knock on the door and they say, who's there? And you know that they'll recognize your voice, so you don't have to give your name. You say it's...
me.
And if it was a man, you say, oh, it's only...
it's only you?
Well, it's a man, yeah. Though. You're talking, there's somebody outside
it's
knocking.
It's only he.
All right, and if it's a woman, it's...
only she.
And if it's two people, it's...
them.
Okay. This is comparing how tall you are. He's not as tall as...
she is.
And I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Okay, that first one, he's...
okay.
You and the other person, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Mm-hmm. He can do it better than...
I.
Okay. If he could only run for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you would say 2 miles is...
enough.
2 miles is blank he could go.
Is all he could go?
Or could you use some form of far in there somehow or other?
Oh, okay. 2 miles is as far as he could go.
All right, that'll do. Something belongs to me, you say it's...
it's mine.
It's to me.
Or yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
And to them?
It's theirs.
And to him?
It's his.
And to her?
Hers.
Okay. People have been to visit you and they're about to leave and you say to them...
y'all come back now, here. No.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what I wanted you to say. Would you ever use
no,
that?
No, only kiddingly.
Uh-huh. Do you use y'all?
Yeah, I use y'all all the time, but then not that y'all come back now, here.
Do you ever say that to one person?
Not jokingly as a joke I do, but I say come back or, you know, it's good to have you. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever say I say y'all all the time, but
not
I don't.
To one person or to more than one?
Both.
Okay. And let's see, how about, this is the same sort of situation, their car is out in the road and you look out and see another car about to hit it, you say to them, somebody's going to run into...
your car.
Would you say y'all's car?
It depends on the situation. Like, I mean, if I know it's, if it's a married couple, I might say, hey, somebody's going to hit y'all's car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then you're asking about the people at a party, you want to know the names of all of them, so you say blank... had been there.
Right, come again. What?
You want to know the names of all the people who had been at the party, so
yeah.
You ask.
Who had been at the party?
Would you ever say who all?
I don't think I would. It might slip out.
All right. All right. This is, again, the same sort of question. There are a bunch of children, and they obviously belong to more than one family, and you want to know who the parents are, so you ask, blank children are those?
Whose?
Would you ever say who all's?
No, I might say who do y'all belong to?